Hello, and welcome to Construction Programs and Results Incorporated newsletter. Our next two-day class, Making the Numbers Work in Construction, will be held on Thursday and Friday, October 29th and 30th. It will be online, and so you can attend in your PJs if you want. Wow. I've been fussing with the class materials for several months now, and have made some adjustments to make our topics more clear. This will be the 57th time we have presented this class, and it has always been received very well by those in attendance. I hope you'll join us in the two-day class. Devin has found a cruise we are planning on taking, and we'd love for you to join us. It will be 7 nights beginning on Sunday, April 11th, 2021. These cruises are always fun, and you can read more about the cruise on our website at markupandprofit.com. On October 8th, a one-hour discussion will be on building and using checklists for construction. We will talk about checklists for the company, for sales, for estimating, and for job production. Please plan on setting in on that class, as checklists are an integral part of any successful company. Now, our newsletter. Should subcontractors require down payments? There's no question we have a shortage of specialty contractors. General contractors often talk about the difficulty in finding subs for their job. This note came from a new subcontractor asking about one of the challenges of starting a construction-related business. He wrote, "I just finished listening to your audiobook, Markup and Profit Revisited. I found it to be very enlightening and plan to apply what I've learned to my new electrical contracting business. Concerning down payments and payment schedules, should specialty contractors also require down payments even when working through a general contractor? Are most GCs willing to oblige? What about when working for commercial or industrial clients? For a small shop like mine with little financial backing, being able to collect a down payment and use payment schedules would allow me to be able to take on bigger jobs without having to stress about how I was going to finance the project. As you said, we're contractors, not bankers. Thanks again for writing a great book, and I just downloaded the audio version of Profitable Sales and plan to start listening to it this evening." That's the end of his note. So, congratulations to him on starting a new business. That's exciting for anybody. There are two things in life everyone needs: electricity and a toilet. Electricians and plumbers will always be in a demand. Yes, you should require down payments even when working with a general contractor. Excuse me. If the general doesn't want to make a down payment on your work, find another general to work for. You deserve a fair business relationship. If they don't want to give you a down payment because they didn't collect one from the owner, I wouldn't work for them, because in all probability, they're on their way out of this business. I know some general contractors don't think they should give your subcontractors a down payment, but I disagree with that. If you're a GC, you should get a down payment on every job, and you should give a down payment to your specialty contractors. Specialty contractors aren't in business to finance your work or the owner's jobs. Making a down payment shows faith in your subcontractors, and you'll find them more responsive to you and your jobs. Refusing to give a down payment to a subcontractor will consign you to the flaky subs. And while you're at it, subs should be paid every week or every 2 weeks at the most. Don't make them wait weeks or months for payment. The writer also asked about commercial and industrial clients. When you're new in business, I wouldn't even look at anything beyond a light commercial job. Large commercial jobs have a bad habit of eating small specialty contractors. If you get into a job $60,000 or even $100,000 or more, and they won't pay you or withhold payments for months, you'll go under. It's just not worth the risk. You might be able to negotiate a down payment on a commercial job, but again, if you can't, don't get involved. You aren't in business to finance your jobs. Hold off for a down payment or move on to another general contractor. Subcontractors who are capable and dependable are too hard to find. In the commercial world, I don't like the game that the big guys try to play, getting their jobs built at the expense of the subs and suppliers they use. If you can't be paid every week or every 2 weeks, don't get involved. I've heard of subs waiting 2 or 3 months for payment after submitting invoices for their work. And the national average right now, payment comes 58 days after being invoiced. That's no way to conduct business. While I'm thinking about it, be darn sure that your markup is running at least 1.45 or preferably 1.50 or higher. And I'm speaking here to this electrician. Remember, there are not that many electricians out there, so you can charge pretty much whatever you want and get it, assuming, of course, your numbers are reasonable. Business should be a win-win. It isn't a subcontractor's job to finance a project, and it also isn't the general contractor's responsibility to finance a startup business. Ask for a reasonable down payment. Treat others as you wish to be treated, and you'll find yourself with plenty of jobs to get your business up and running smoothly. Thank you for watching, and may the profits be with you.